may bring trophies of grace to Christ my King. Echo in love, thy word shall outring, sweet as a note that angels sing. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my way, illumine me, Spirit divine.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. If you have a Bible, open it up to Jonah, Book of Jonah, and chapter 2 today. If you don't have a Bible, well, get one. There's a few around here, but we're going to be in the Book of Jonah for the rest of the year. No, that's not true again. At least I don't expect it's true, but we're gleaning some truths out of the Book of Jonah, and I'm enjoying it immensely. A lot of the stuff I've not preached before, and today is one of them. In fact, not only have I not preached this before, I've never heard this preached before. And so let's go ahead and take a fresh new look at the Book of Jonah and chapter 2 today. Jonah and chapter 2. And if you could, hold your place. In Jonah chapter 2, we'll start our reading there, and then we'll jump to Matthew and chapter 12. Matthew and chapter 12, and starting in, I think, verse 38. So if you have a bookmark, or if you're quick at finding verses in the Bible, as some of us have proven to be, or not, again, two places, Jonah chapter 2 and Matthew and chapter 12, verse 38. So we have Jonah again, and we've already done two messages on Jonah. First, pretty much introductory, dealing with Nineveh, who it was, and what, again, was going to happen even in the future and in the past for the little town of Nineveh. Then last week, a message that I had not preached before nor heard preached before was the mariners. What had happened to the mariners? I enjoyed immensely sending out a penny pulpit this past week about the mariners and got several comments from several pastors that said, I never looked at that before. And so again, excellent, little message about Jonah was in the middle of chastisement, but God used it to have an effect on these mariners. And they came to, again, know Jehovah God. And so the moral of that, again, came out of Romans chapter 8, that when you're going through all things, God has control of all things. And sometimes the all things you're going through might be chastisement, but God has a handle on our lives and can make us, in fact, that's what he's promised to us, that he'll use us for his glory. Sometimes, here in the case of Jonah, he was using us for he was using Jonah for his glory, even though Jonah was kind of like dragging his heels all the way. He didn't want nothing to do with that. And so we learned some things again about the mariners last week. I enjoyed that. This week we want to learn some things about what it's like to be in the belly of a whale. And so let's stand for the reading of God's word, and let's look at just a couple verses out of Jonah chapter 2, where we'll take our study. And then out of Matthew and chapter 12, where we'll take our application. Jonah chapter 2, the Bible states that, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Hold your place in Jonah chapter 2. Jump over to Matthew in chapter 12. And look with me at the analogy here that Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 12, starting in verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with the generation and with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Father, praise you for your word. Thank you that we could examine it today and learn some things about your only begotten Son. Father, his great love, your great love for us.